give it up for turkeys. I think that we're onto something here. I think that we're realizing something that no one else out there is. They're all seeing this surface level, you know, increase in turkey population. Turkeys got to go. But we're the only ones that are, you know, taking a peek under the skirt and being like, hey, something here is amiss.
You take a peek under the turkey skirt, you're going to find the truth 100% of the time.
Welcome back to Show Me Yours podcast. I'm Jackie Agnew.
I'm Johnny DeVito.
And thanks for joining us again.
Yes.
If you're a longtime listener or watcher, if this is your first time listening, tuning in, then welcome. This is a comedy / music podcast.
Sure.
But we don't really get to the music until the last 5 minutes or so.
Yeah, if you're looking for a great album recommendation, stick around to the end. And if you're looking for 55 minutes of absolute hilarity and nonsense and not at all bullshit, then you stick around for us.
Yeah, we like to give you what's good, and we like to break hot news stories to you, hot off the presses.
That's exactly what we like to do here. A lot of people have a lot of places to go, and honestly... places even where they're not looking for it, right? Like, they'll shove it right down your throats. We're going to let you know right up front that this is the number one news source for everything that you need to know, and mostly a lot of stuff that you don't.
Yeah.
But, you know what I mean? In a world, you know, filled with so much darkness, we're here to breathe a little bit of light, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And so, on that note, we have kind of a continuation of a story that we got into a few weeks back.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't remember which episode exactly it was.
Well, we keep our ears to the ground. That's actually good now. It's a scavenger hunt for the flashers out there to go find.
If you go back, follow our Instagram at Show Me Yours Podcast, then you will see we posted a clip in which we talked about this breaking news story in Montreal involving a influx in the turkey population.
Oh, of yes, that's right. Absolutely. Yes, yes. I've spoken candidly about a disdain for birds over the past you know, maybe 100 some odd episodes here. Mm-hmm. And my stance has been firm, and I believe that we are going to be proved right today.
Yeah. So basically the take of our take, my take, I should say, I won't speak for the both of us, is that, you know, live and let live. We can live amongst these wild turkeys and have a peaceful coexistence, as humans and turkeys have shared this earth for many years. And so just because there's a growth in the population in the area in which we are living does not mean this is cause for concern or this is any sort of crisis.
That's why we're bringing it up today. I completely disagree. And that's why... you know, we're here to discuss it, right? I think that, you know, you let birds of all species slide. And honestly, in my opinion, for a little too long now, because what we have here is actually, you know what I mean? When you're being overrun by a species and now they're actually coming indoors and trying to run you out of your own home.
Yes. So
this is why we need people like me.
So a wild turkey has broken into a long-term care home after smashing a window. So this
is... You think you're safe when turkeys are coming after your grandparents?
Well, so this is interesting in a couple ways, because as you will remember, the article that we read discussing this had one photo in particular that caught our eye, in which it showed a stunning silver fox of a man, probably in his mid-60s or so, in full-on sprint away 100%. From a turkey who had a very aggressive head out, you know, long, strong neck. You know, this turkey was on the prowl.
100%.
And, like, so now we're seeing that this is a targeted attack on old people.
See, now when we first examined the story, like any just concerned citizens, we assumed that this was an isolated event.
Right.
With an overpopulation of turkeys, now they're moving into a neighborhood, getting more aggressive, forcing the local residents out in the way that turkeys do.
Right.
You know, historically speaking, right? Such an aggressive species. And, you know, they just, where you're where your philosophy lies in a live and let live scenario, turkeys don't feel the same way. And that's why I might sound aggressive. But in a situation like this, where we just have nothing but proof, just keeps rolling into the news desk here, what we have in that situation, what turns out was not an isolated event, and turkeys are now targeting old people. Do you have any idea why that might be the case?
Well, so there's a couple different takes you can have on this. One, I mean, the easy cop out would be to say that turkeys, you know, are terrible because they hate old people. Old people are elder citizens, which should be protected. Turkeys are targeting them.
Turkeys being ageist, do you think that
that's a pedestrian take, I would say.
Sure.
And that, you know, they're going after those who are most vulnerable. Another more nuanced take could take a look at the wider picture, you know, zoom out.
Okay.
We're in a time all over the world of turmoil, you know, political unrest. And I don't just mean in developing countries, you know, across the globe, but right here at home.
Oh,
you know?
Absolutely. There's nothing but division.
There is nothing but division. Mm-hmm. And a reason for that is that the people who are in power do not represent the, you know, population that has to live with their decisions.
I believe
a big reason for that, and we actually know statistically a big reason for that, is that the people who are affected by the choices are not the people voting those people in. And so it's an older generation that is voting the most, and they are therefore electing the officials that represent their needs and not necessarily the needs of, you know, the younger population, the people who are most, you know, face the harshest backlash for the decisions that are being made. You know, people in our generation were a great example. At my age, you know, my mom was pregnant, you know, having kids, settling down, buying homes. And that's not really as much of a thing anymore for people, you know, our age, early 30s, late 20s, and younger. People, you know, the world is getting harder and harder to live in because this older generation is still making all the decisions. And I think the turkeys see that, and the turkeys agree that the boomers gotta go. And they're just trying to speed up the process here, because no real change, I believe this, I've said this before, no real change really is gonna happen until the boomers die off.
For sure.
And I think the turkeys are aware of that, and they're just trying to speed up the process. So the turkeys are acting on behalf of us.
The turkeys are staging a clandestine operation, a coup, might say,
yes,
calling those older people. I didn't really zoom out. The problem is that my ears to the ground, right? Mm-hmm. My feet are on the street, and that's why I could never really, you know, save the world in a Superman sense. You know what I mean? I'm much more of a Bruce Wayne Batman character, right? Like,
right.
I'm here thinking locally, acting locally, because that's what the people need today. Mm. You know what I mean? I'm kind of a, let's say, first responder. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I'm here to clean up the mess, right? And what I was thinking is some kind of, you know, revenge scenario where turkeys have been hunted famously for basically two meals a year, you know, that being Christmas and Thanksgiving over, you know, for those who celebrate. And it does seem to be targeted in care facilities with aging white people in those facilities. Now, if this is a revenge plot, are turkeys coming after those members of the community that have been alive for many more Thanksgivings and Christmas dinners, therefore being responsible for more deaths than any other member of the population?
So you're understanding exactly what I'm saying here.
Okay.
This is a hero's journey that we're witnessing.
I can't.
It's not only the greatest part, as with any hero's journey, you're not only witnessing the individual character of the turkey go through a growth in itself, avenge, you know, the personal injustices the turkey has faced, but it's also thinking on a wider scale, thinking of all the people that are impacted from these, you know, these outdated old people.
I could feel, you know what I mean, my DNA get rattled to the core, right? Because I, like I said, being boots on the ground, being a local first responder, very much similar to that of a Roman peasant, not knowing, you know what I mean, the slaves coming in to be gladiators in the arena.
Gladiators.
Gladiators. and me not knowing that one of these, you know, unfortunate beings might rise to power and start the revolution, right? We might spit on them first day and then turn around and follow them, you know what I mean, and their great ideas the next. So if this unlikely hero happens to be the turkey, and I will have to eat crow, if that is the case.
And but not turkey.
Well, it's not my favorite part of the meal anyway. I'm a sides guy, and we've been over this, you know, for time and time again, right? Don't mess with something spectacular, such as, you know what I mean, the side dishes.
You know
these
who
aren't
sides guys?
Who?
Boomers.
The boomers are
another reason why they cannot be trusted and why the turkeys must win.
But they're the ones inventing the green bean casseroles and understanding that, you know, no lumps have to be, you know, in a mashed potato. Also kind of phoning it in some years, too. You know what I mean? A lot of a lot of, you know, cooks of my Thanksgiving meals have ended up shit faced before the dinner was on the table, therefore resulting in, let's say, cold and dry turkey.
Yeah. So now that we have our opinions on the table, let's get into the story.
Okay.
So, a wild turkey wreaked havoc at a long-term care home in Beauceville, in Quebec, after forcibly entering a nursing station on Saturday. Local farmers say the incident is a sign the bird is a growing problem in the central Quebec region. The bird broke through the window on the second floor of the care home at 6:30 a.m. when no one was in the room, according to regional health authority.
Repelled down like a fucking SWAT team, kicked through the door and just started blasting.
Yeah, because turkeys notoriously don't fly all that much.
Unless there was a dude on the ground floor that just whipped the bird in, kind of similar to the to the meth smuggling in the in Western Canadian jails. Of course, listeners of the podcast will remember that episode. Go back and follow those. We've been following bird stories for many a moon.
Uh-huh. When employees arrived and closed the door, the bird, quote, came to its senses within minutes and left the way it entered. So that it's not really a sudden reaction. It's still hanging out for minutes after it's caught in the act. It's really taking its time to get out, to come to its senses there.
Well, I mean, have you ever gone through a window with your brain nog? Taken most of the brunt of the force.
No.
I think it might take me a couple seconds to get my shit together too.
Yeah.
But I was under the impression that she kind of came in like an Uma Thurman versus the Crazy 88 situation where a lot more casualties were taking place. Is this whole thing because a dumb turkey just flew through a window?
I don't know.
Because I don't know if this speaks to the overpopulation crisis, or is this just one really stupid turkey?
Or a very smart turkey.
Well, I think, see, again, right? That's where I'm...
There's two sides to every coin here.
Deep enough into the story, for
sure. So James Allen, president of the regional farmers union, I believe, says he noticed, it's in French, says he noticed an increased presence of turkeys in the surrounding area in recent years. Turkeys are everywhere, he says. There is an overabundance of turkeys and they are causing damage, Allen said. He also said the bird devours hay and farmers' food reserves, which can cause significant financial and material losses.
Now we're looking at a picture of this fellow right here, and I think that he would kind of fit into the bracket of a man who's been around for a few Thanksgivings. Now, can we take his word for it?
Of course, no. I mean, we have to take everything with a grain of salt here. Consider, I mean, this is the CBC that we're getting this news from. I believe they're allied with boomers.
For sure.
You know?
For
and
sure.
So, again, we have to read this with a critical eye.
Well, yeah,
because
they're
always
trying to spin this around on us now. Like, there's like this is big turkey.
Exactly.
You know, I mean?
It almost seems like they're trying to spin this into like, you know, and this is why we're paying so much at grocery stores.
100%.
Because the turkeys are wiping out, you know, like this all seems like a
coordinated
effort. Yeah. Yes. And turkey is the scapegoat.
100%.
Or scape turkey.
Yes. Wiping their ass with $100 bills saying, man, inflation's out of control. So now you have to pay $1 million for every red pepper. I get it.
On the other side of the St. Lawrence River, wild turkeys are giving farmers serious headaches. They have reached the Portneuf region, and we know it's a matter of time before we find them in Charlevoix or another area.
It's like the Soviets advancing towards Japan in World War II. Like, I feel like this isn't...
it's only a matter of time. We have to get our troops feet on the ground. They're going to bring in the chickens.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, you know, I feel like as... as what we consider ourselves to be, the superior species or whatever, we're just tracking the movement, and we're doing nothing to stop the forces on the ground. That makes me feel like there's more to this story.
Because, quote, it's happening very quickly. So this is like, you know, at the beginning of World War II, and Germany was just fucking dominating that shit. And just, you know, taking down, like, region after region.
Yeah, before this the boys like, got there.
Exactly. Yeah. This is what I feel like they're building up to. They're sending in a squad. So in this situation, what birds do you send in to fight turkeys? I mean, the go-to answer is if you're just going to fucking... there's no escalation here. If you just want this problem taken care of right away, you got to send in, like, an ostrich.
I was thinking ostrich, too. Yeah. But, you know, as much as I... It's hard for me to even fathom getting on the side of this, I guess, but to know, you know, to defeat the enemy, one must know the enemy. So for me, it's unfortunate because if we're looking at this force of turkeys as like, as a liberating freedom force actually coming in to do some good in the world, then you have to kind of look at whatever species is most likely, you know, to bitch. Yeah. And really, you know, use their forces against their own kind for the sake of human beings, which is not... really, you know, as far as I don't really like birds across the board, I think that this would be the most deplorable species that would do that. So, I mean, I don't know. Eagles get a lot of shine from humans. I don't know if they're like up on, you know, probably up on a high horse looking down at other species and things like that. Right. We've done a lot for the hawk species. You know what I mean?
Course,
they're definitely, you know, kind of being trained and, you know, well, kind of sitting on
the
eagles,
perch and things
like that.
The hawks are trained, right? You put the little hoods on them and they can fucking send them on their way.
Yeah. But I think in an eagle situation, you prop something up to the point that it thinks it's a god, that it's actually going to help you out without you knowing it. I think it's more of a brainwash situation.
So I think, though, the eagle is on the side of good. And so
think that might be propaganda.
I know. I think the eagle is, you know, they're kind of like that person that gets brought in, you know, late in the, when they get brought in by the bad guys to be like, you know, we need you to wipe out this aggressor, you know, and they're like, they don't even know we have the eagle. We're going to bring in the eagle, no problem. And the eagle comes in and they take a look at the situation and you're like, you know what? I think we're on the wrong team. We need to coup the coup. And we need to,
are you speaking,
you know,
to me in 80s action movie references? Because I completely understand what you're saying now. We're going to go into this situation similar, you know, it could be not even necessarily from, you know, from a bad guy perspective, right? It could, let's say in a war movie or whatever, right? You got a guy, you know, hot shit or whatever, young guy coming into the fucking platoon. You know what I mean? That's, you know, might be a little too good for his own britches or whatever. The old guy might have to take a step back now. He's a little bit, you know, aged out or whatever, right? And these two are going to have to find a way to work together. You know what I mean? Like there's a lot of different, you know, scenarios. But if that is truly the case and what's happening here, then it still doesn't make up for the fact that they're willing to go against their own kind to work for us, which I do, you know, find, you know, to be despicable. Regardless.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so finally, there is a video here of the break-in. I don't. So let's just take a look at it just to see what we're working with here. We're gonna see.
Sure.
You know, the turkey. Yeah, there it is.
Okay,
it's,
yeah, so it looks like we have
like
a 3x3 kind of pane glass window. It flew through.
It's definitely causing some damage,
causing some ruckus, yeah.
Yeah, putting, you know, kind of knocking some papers
that
around.
That being said, this isn't necessarily, this might be a warning because this is only some vandalism and stuff like
that. Yeah, I think
it
this
doesn't
is
appear
what we're
to be
seeing
attacking
as a
any
warning.
Person.
Yeah.
You know, with no loss of human life, I think, this appears to be a warning.
Exactly. It's like when, you know, like the high school football teams, they have like they're rivals and they have a big game on Friday. And so then throughout the week, they're kind of fucking with each other's schools. They're spray painting the locker room,
sure,
being like,
sure,
Titans suck or whatever,
absolutely,
you know?
Absolutely.
And so that's kind of what we're seeing there is the turkey kind of,
totally,
you know.
Yeah, he's getting a blowjob from the other team's cheerleader, right? And then,
exactly,
and you know what I mean, and telling everybody about it.
Yeah.
You know, really just causing a little ruckus. And honestly, what you want to to do is, you know, to if you demoralize your opponent before you even meet the battlefield, then technically you've already, you know, you've already won one part.
The turkeys, I mean, if there's anything we can take away from the story, is that the turkeys have been a step ahead of us all along.
Which is, I mean, I'm just kind of realizing it now, and I'm a little bit blown away. It's a long game, and you really do have to respect a long game. Mm-hmm. That's why I never win at chess. That's why I rarely actually win at any kind of one-on-one, game or any kind of like thing when I'm facing an opponent and I basically start off hot and mm-hmm. then I start talking shit and then I end up losing in the long run,
right?
You know? So
yeah,
I do
you need that long con. And
yeah.
I think the turkeys, they're the king of the long con.
The long con, for sure. For sure. Gobble gobble, you know what I mean? And they've been doing everything. Shout out to the turkey neck, probably the most underrated part of the animal. I know that we were talking about how aggressive it was forcing the head at our silver fox in the last episode, but slow roasted, it is delicious as well.
I mean, give it up for turkeys. I think that we're onto something here. I think that we're realizing something that no one else out there is. They're all seeing this surface level, you know, increase in turkey population. Turkeys gotta go. But we're the only ones that are, you know, taking a peek under the skirt and being like, hey, something here is amiss.
You take a peek under the turk skirt, you're going to find the truth 100% of the time.
Exactly.
Right? Like, if you just think that turkey's not packing under there, right? You think that turkey gobbler isn't just fucking perfect.
Just
right?
fucking hanging.
You know what I mean? Probably you hear, you know, the like the horns of the celestials, you know what I mean? Probably God himself speaks to you once looking down the red hot barrel.
I'm imagining, like, you know, like a cornucopia?
A cornucopia of turkey cock? 100.
I'm imagining like
that's their battle horn when they get to the top of the hill.
Yeah, when you like, you know, peek under their turk skirt and then all of a sudden it just
100%. That's exactly what I hear every time. You get a little bit of cranberry sauce on ya.
Which bird do you think is unexpectedly packing heat in down below?
That's a great question.
Unexpectedly, because obviously, again, eagles are the obvious answer, but I'm looking for like the unexpected, you know?
I'm gonna go ahead and say the flamingo based on, you know, you see a tall, skinny drink of water,
mm-hmm.
right? Usually packing a hog on them.
Yeah.
And I do think that they might be or just kind of looked down upon over, I would say, over years of maybe homophobia and things like that
of
or whatever.
Of course.
Right? Because they do look a little soft. With the pig,
they look a little,
I mean? But I guarantee you, right, if you mm-hmm. pull up, you lift up under that turk skirt there, then I bet a flamingo is actually, and it's going to be like a party of like a Florida style dude.
I bet
a flamingo is like a wicked hang, great party.
Totally.
You know what I mean? Good bang, but probably a bad like ex-boyfriend. Like, I bet flamingos
I think they probably get, you know, real nasty with it afterwards. I think they're probably like gossip, you know, like they spread rumors. Yeah. Like, you can tell just like the way that they're like,
they are, yeah, they do.
It's like a little untrustworthy.
It
You're
is.
Like, okay. Like,
well, that's why you see so many, so much revenge porn from flamingos.
As, I mean,
and
yeah,
not,
it's
and
a
not
huge
as much,
genre online.
Yeah, not as much as any other species of bird. But I think that would be my answer. What about you?
That's a good, the flamingo is great. I will say, okay. I have two answers.
Okay, because, yeah, I have a second one as well.
So I have Big Dick. I'm going to say Parrot,
okay.
You know, because they kind of are like the cock of the walk.
In some sense, maybe the ones with the loudest voices might not have
That brings me to my second answer, which is on the opposite end. I think smallest dick bird has got to be the peacock.
Interesting.
Because they're like on the note you're saying, they're too flashy, you know? They're peacocking. That's their whole fucking thing.
Yep.
It's in the name. They're so self-conscious about their tiny little package that they put cock in the name.
No
and
shit.
they preceded it with Pete in case there's any questioning what they're talking about.
They're coming out. Yeah, but so that's the thing, is they work so much on the appearance that, you know, you're going to go home with them. And then every time that you do, they're like, well, Okay. You know, I mean, I guess it took so long to put the outfit on, then we're not, you know, we'll suck this tiny little dick anyway and get out of here. That sucks.
Yeah.
That sucks. There's not one good peacock fuck story out there that I've ever heard.
No, no one has ever had a good night with a peacock. We can guarantee you that.
100%.
Parrot, I don't know. Parrot, you know what? You know what I'm going to say? Why I'm saying parrot is that parrot's kind of like the goofy guy, right? I feel like he's the one that everyone rolls their eyes at. They're like, fucking parrot's here again.
The parrot is the screech of the Saved by the Bell universe. But I feel ends like up doing porn with a decent size hog.
Exactly.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna go for my second. I'm going the toucan.
Oh,
famously,
okay,
based on schnoz size alone, little dude, big schnoz.
Yeah.
I bet, like, maybe not super long, but definitely a thickie. Like, I'm looking at toucan like a pop can. You know,
I was gonna say, if we're talking girth, if we're going into like the chode arena,
sure,
I want to
see
puffin.
Sure.
Because we've seen puffins. They're
a
little
lot of work,
guys.
Doing a lot of work with a little body, and based on the fact that their body is so small, then universally speaking, with like the dick fairy or whatever, is like it's not a whole lot of dick to grant such a small animal.
And they're flying around. I mean, their wings are fucking going, you know?
Yeah,
so
jacked.
They can't be carrying a whole lot of mass, but I feel like it's got some girth to it,
definitely.
You know? Because there's so many of them, you know? So I feel like, you know,
oh, they're fucking, and it feels
they're
good.
They're fucking. They're out there.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I you know, I never really, you know, once assumed that. Always, you know, I wanted to say the owl, but I don't peg the owl.
You
too
know what?
Studious.
I see owl as asexual.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
In what way?
Just
that because
I
like
think
the,
they just
the
don't
elite?
Fuck with anyone.
Okay.
I just think they there's like a sense of elitism and a very solitary animal, of sense of like, I don't need nobody. I don't need no man.
For okay.
To
okay.
you know, to blow up my nest. I'm fucking eating and spitting out all these mice, leaving little pellets everywhere. I'm fucking twirling my head around for nobody but me. You know, I'm going to sit up in a branch and fucking look down on everyone and, you know, just kind of do my thing.
I totally, I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
I honestly couldn't. I think that when they've been cast in such a light of such esteem, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
For so long. That
you one can live up to that.
Yeah, exactly, right? And I think it's only it's kind of a tragic story for them too, you know.
Yeah,
I mean?
But I feel like they're fine with it.
Oh,
know?
Yeah, for sure. Once you've reached that level of enlightened, you know, this, then you know what I mean, these petty matters that we discuss don't really bother you anymore.
Exactly. I'm glad that we've kind of, you know.
Yeah, half hour on birds. That was good. Thanks for sticking around, guys.
Yeah, all right. We'll move on to the next. But of course, as always, we will keep you updated as the story develops. And if we happen to stumble upon any bird dicks.
Oh, for sure.
Well, we didn't even touch on ducks, which is maybe the most interesting of all.
We're
going to
do a whole hour on duck dick alone.
But it's also kind of been like, I feel like duck dick is like, it's almost hack at this point.
It is. Everybody
like
knows
everyone
about duck
knows
dick.
About
we don't
duck
need to,
dicks.
Yeah,
we don't need to rehash it. Leave the ducks alone. They're adorable little quack quacks.
Yeah, we do like a little couple duckies.
Shout
out
Dad. Yeah. All right.
What else you got for me, babe?
So this is an exciting event. Kyle, Texas is attempting to break the world record for largest gathering of people named Kyle.
Do you think drywall companies are coming to this place just waiting?
By the looks of it. So Kyle needs 2,326 Kyles to set the Guinness World Record.
That is insane.
And if I'm not mistaken, they tried this last year and failed, which is such a Kyle move, to say they're going to show up to this gathering of the Kyles and then bail last minute.
Every single one of them got held back at least one grade. I think Monster
These
Energy is supporting this,
for
this event. This is awesome.
So Kyle, tall Kyle, short Kyles, young Kyles, old Kyles.
Don't exist.
As long as your name is Kyle, you're being asked to show up. The city of Kyle, Texas is once again asking anyone with the name Kyle to join them on May 18th to break the record for the largest same name gathering. The record is for first names only. To qualify, participants must, of course, be named Kyle, spelled the same way the city does, so that your standard K-Y-L-E. We don't want anyone Kyles with an I.
Don't bring
some
your
weird
new age
millennial
bullshit in here.
Kyle spelled with a Q and a U or something. We're looking for true, tried and true Kyles.
Real deals.
Variations will not be accepted, and middle names, last names, and nicknames will not count.
Whose nickname is Kyle?
Yeah.
Fucking asshole.
This will be the fifth time Kyle Texas has attempted to break the record set by Kupreski's Kochi in Bosnia.
What? Kyle's are getting when beat up by Kupreski?
What? Oh, when the European city hosted 2,325 participants named Ivan. Ooh. Ivans are beating the cut, which is, I mean, that's not surprising at all. Ivans are men of their word.
Ivans get shit done. 100%.
Yeah, for Kyle's, sure. Kyle's, there's no way. I feel like.
You know what's crazy is for 5 years in a row, there's been like groups of Kyle. Every Kyle hasn't made it to this event because they got too fucked up the night before.
Yeah, they're so excited. They're like, it's fucking Kyle Day tomorrow.
Exactly. Every single one of them woke up on Tuesday.
I'm not fucking going to that shit. Last year, we were blown away by the amount of Kyles who showed up in honor of their namesake. Nearly 1,500 Kyles, so nowhere close. Almost 1,500 when they need over.
Yeah, you guys are still short 800 Kyles here, guys. We still need 800 Kyles to tie.
Oh my God. Nearly 1,500 Kyles answered the call, but we need even more Kyles to break the record in 2024, said Kyle Fair Special Events Manager Claudia. The Special Events Manager isn't even named Kyle.
Claudia,
what stick do you have in this game, Claudia?
I mean, she's trying to justify her marriage to a guy named Kyle, I think.
The Kyles who qualify will sign in at the VIP tent, the only time any Kyle has ever been a VIP.
This is crazy.
A group photo will be taken, and each participant will be given a free Kyle Fair t-shirt. The event is completely free to all who want to join in on the record-breaking fun. It's a three-day family-friendly fair.
Three-day fest?
You gotta go to you gotta commit to 3 days.
Are they, Canaan playing a day? Like, what the, like,
yeah,
what
right?
You, how do you?
Yeah, someone fucking, okay, someone send this to Kyle Canaan to let him know that he's needed in Texas. A family-friendly fair that features a live music lineup, carnival rides and games, food and craft vendors, and more. The official count will take place Saturday, May 18th, starting at 1 p.m. at the tail end of the Kyle Fair. So I also have here, oh, wow, there's a whole calling. Okay, do we want to watch this calling all Kyles? I feel like...
There's just a welcome to a Kyle Texas video here.
Yeah, but so what we also have is the 2024 gathering of the Kyles.
They're
so
doing it like Juggalos.
Here.
They're calling it the gathering.
Heed the call to the gathering of the Kyles. Official attempt a Kyle Fair tech extravaganza. Kyles of the world, we need your help. We are asking you to once again answer the call of the Kyle to break the Guinness World Records for the largest same name, first name only gathering at the Kyle Fair, a tech extravaganza on Saturday, May 18th at Lake Kyle Park. The gathering of the Kyles will take place at 1 p.m. on Saturday, May 18th. This year, we encourage all Kyles to pre-register for the gathering of the Kyles. Kyles can pre-register online at kylefair.com.
This is only the pre-register is only so that the head Kyle doesn't kill himself, because this is 5 years in a row they're trying to do this.
Yeah.
You know, it really kind of brings the weight of it down, knowing that, you know what I mean, if you miss Kyle Fest this year, then you're obviously, you know, going to make Kyle Fest next year. Right.
But like,
so hold on. Mm-hmm. We have... attempted participants must have the first name Kyle spelt that way.
Yep.
Iterations Kyle. Oh, sorry. Might will not.
So
be
no
accepted.
Kyler, no Keel, no Kylie. Middle and no. It's all strictly Kyle.
Kyle,
first name only. So of course, any Kyles listening, if you're interested in participating, that you will need, of course, certain documents to verify that you're a verified Kyle. So Kyle's.
This is like one Kyle's way of stealing the like people's identities. So he just has all these Kyles show up, and they're so dumb that they give him social security. They just bring up like all the information, and like one Kyle turns into 1,500 Kyles overnight. The problem is that you're stealing identity from a guy named Kyle.
Yeah,
so,
that,
you know,
you're not gonna get far with that. You're gonna assume
a lot of debt, a lot of ATV debt.
Yeah.
you have to pay for a lot of side by sides and fucking boats.
Oh my God, that would be a good movie if someone's like trying to steal someone's identity.
And
he's
just on the
like
hook for 14 wakeboards.
Shittiest
now.
Person ever.
Why does this guy have so many water skis?
So if you're a Kyle and you're interested in attending, make sure to bring one of the following things. So you can bring valid photo driver's license, birth certificate, valid passport, valid national ID cards, marriage certificate clearly displaying a current first name, or official documents proving a change of name. So you can, in fact, change your name to Kyle to participate in this event.
Babe, next year, we go like... What we would change our name was like 1 month as a Kyle, no big deal, and then we go down and really just ingratiate ourselves. And the thing, we do the whole documentary, right? And then we show them at the end once they've taken us in, and then we expose that we're not
accepted us into the
Exactly. Then once they find out that we're not born Kyles, then we find out, you know, how accepting Kyles are. Do we come back to our liberal hometown with tales of bigotry from Kyle Fest, or do we have a great experience?
Yeah, it's a tale of trans Kyles.
100%.
Yeah, being accepted into the Kyleverse. I mean, I'm open to it.
Okay, well, I think now we well, it's good that we have something to do next year.
Yeah, exactly. And so assuming that they, of course, once again will fail to meet the required.
There's no way. There's if no they way were 2,400 Kyles are showing up to this.
If they were over 800 short last year, there's no way that they're going to garner that much.
How do you put it over the top, 800 Kyles? And do you go to targeted marketing? Is there like one guy just like Facebooked or whatever going to every Kyle, and it's just like a heartfelt plea? You know what I mean? Because you can only appeal to Kyles with like pyrotechnics.
Yeah,
you know, I'm gonna say like, but you're gonna need a flashy guitar solo.
Yeah,
right?
You're gonna need some PBR.
100%. You know what I mean? You're probably gonna need, you know what I mean, a butt jiggling around in some way, a big belly from a fat dude, funny and sexy. Kyles are fun.
Yeah, so, okay, so there's a couple different
kinds of Kyles. The more we talk about
Kyles,
I'm realizing that I'm just, like, a pretty big fan of Kyles.
There's a couple different kinds of Kyles. I think you have the all-American Kyle, who's, beer drinking, you know, loves to skeet shoot.
Totally, a couple DUIs, no big deal.
Yeah, no big D, but then there's, like, the Kyle, there's also, like, a Kyle who I'm imagining, like, you know, the guy in, like, your university dorm who wears a beanie, has an acoustic guitar, kind of Kyle, you know? It's like, fucking
that Kyle's searching for himself. Any Kyle that hasn't found himself yet.
Oh, yeah, you gotta say that's a dangerous Kyle.
Exactly,
yeah.
Every Kyle looking for himself, it's at the bottom of a 30-rack of PBR. Like, that, you'll find it there, 100%.
Yeah.
Every Kyle, that's the rule.
There's Kyles. I mean, a Kyle, if you're a Kyle, you're probably gonna rack up a couple misdemeanors.
Yeah, if you're Kyle and you're looking for yourself, check your board short pockets.
Yeah.
They will be there.
But you're never going to see a Kyle in a state prison. Kyle's never catching a federal charge.
You don't think? Dave,
they're strictly misdemeanors.
I mean,
I don't think a single Kyle has ever been in prison.
I love where your head's at there, but you also have to take into account that a vast majority of Kyles aren't necessarily proactive in the sense of taking care of their problems. So once charges start to rack up, you end up doing more time because you don't clean up the mess behind you.
I'm just meaning Kyles in terms of what they're being charged with.
I know, but they're brapping, right? They have the throttle pinned, and they're not necessarily looking in the rearview mirror because
Kyles,
most of them
never
don't have one.
They removed it to
chop lines on.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean?
That's just Kyle Tactics 101.
Yeah, but hey, if you're Kyle, head on down to the Kyle Fair.
Hell yeah. Shout
out
Kyle.
Do something meaningful with your life for once.
Honestly, get
if you want to help out your fellow Kyles, then, you know, the opportunity is waiting for
you. Answer the call of the Kyle. It's important. I think that, we're not going to get a Johnny Fest. We're probably not going to get a Jackie Fest. It's not going to happen. It'd be too easy for us to win. Right?
The Jackies come out in droves.
100%. This is the problem with this is that you have an unlikely hero trying to garner the success that they're not necessarily used to. So it's going to take a lot of Kyles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to really, this, if anything, could change the reputation of a Kyle, maybe the public's opinion on a Kyle, if they could really get together and do this. The problem is they're probably not gonna.
I mean, if you're relying on Kyles, you never rely on a Kyle. I think a call of the Kyle, I think it's kind of like a ooga. It's kind of similar to a turkey skirt call.
I don't know. We're saying all of this, but like, I have a good friend named Kyle that's, you know what I mean? He has the largest heart of any man that I know, and he's missing fingers because he's a fantastic chef, and you know what I mean? I just, he is one of the greatest.
There's an exception to every, that's the exception that proves the rule.
It really does. So honestly, if that Kyle shows up to Kyle Fest, then I feel like he should count as like 20 Kyles.
I think that Kyle should stay far away from Kyle Fest, you know, because I think those Kyles will team up against him and be like, you're not one of us. One of us.
Kyle will return. Kyle will return to Kitts Beach. Yeah. With tales of bigotry. I think he's on Vancouver Island now. Shut up.
Yeah. So again, if you're a Kyle and you're listening, there's a special day for you. So take advantage of it. Right. You know? Make a difference.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Get your shit together.
All right. The last thing I thought we should do. So last episode, we talked about the cryptid bracket.
Oh, of course.
And so I think that we should decide which cryptids are going to be. We won't do like the seeds or whatever, but we just need a list of cryptids.
Sure. Okay.
Okay. So we have, of course, Bigfoot.
Top of the, like, number one favorite, heavy, absolutely coming in, definitely number one now. Where do you, are we going to rank them 1 to 16, or are we just going to, are we just looking for 16 names?
Well, for right now, we're just going to look for 16 names, and then we'll do the rankings.
Big fan of the Chicago Mothman.
Of course, we need Mothman.
Definitely, not only with history of the city that he represents, also just kind of a spooky character as well in the night, you know? So I am definitely.
He's kind of like an underdog, you know? 100%. He's like a mail-in in Tournament of Champions,
you know,
eighth seed, but, you know, might just run through this whole tournament.
Absolutely, absolutely. I truly hope he does.
What I think, of course, we need Nessie and as well as Ogopogo.
Oh, okay. I think we need up there. Okay, yeah. So we're already sitting here to four.
Yeah.
Okay, now that definitely covers our land, our sea-based cryptids.
Well, I think we
got
to throw in Tahoe Tessie in there.
I was just about to ask that. Does Tahoe Tessie make the bracket?
Because she's the one who inspired this whole thing.
Okay.
Like, it's good that she's a wild card,
She's a wild card, and actually a rookie, too. Like, we shouldn't discredit her just because, you know,
just because, you know, we're ignorant to her background.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I think we got to do, Abominable Snowman.
Well, absolutely, but now are we getting into different species of Bigfoot at this point?
I mean, but I think so, yes. So there's obviously, there's a whole, you know, list of subspecies of Bigfoot, but I think Abominable Snowman stands on its own, you know?
It's
very,
rep.
Exactly.
Sure.
There's lore surrounding him specifically.
I'll give him that, absolutely, definitely. Had a Goosebumps book based on just him.
Yeah.
That definitely was frightening, that kept me out of the woods in the wintertime.
Has a great showing in Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Fantastic, absolutely.
Really some of his best work.
Let's go down into Latin America here with, I think one of the most famous from the Southwest region. Let's talk Chupacabra.
Okay.
Right now,
yep,
I think definitely more known for, I think has a reputation of being more vicious than anything else. And I think that kind of scrappy energy is really what you need in a bracket, in a tournament like this.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, when we're going like further down the rabbit hole, now we're going to put a hard cap on what we're considering to be cryptid creatures. We're not going into fantasy realms of
ghouls just gonna say, because
and
then
goblins and things like that.
Yeah, you get to a point where what is cryptid, you know, and what is fantasy? Like, are we doing fairies? Are we doing bridge trolls?
It's hard to say, because a cryptid, like, you do have to kind of take in the lore and the story of the people and how... let's say, like, it would have to go to individual,
exactly. I think,
you know,
it needs to be
creatures
rather
than something else. So, like something like for on the tone of that, then I would say, have you heard about Skinwalker Ranch?
Yeah, I feel like
we've talked about it. Yes,
yeah,
so
I would
put skinwalkers in there as kind of your Native American shape shifting, you know, definitely fascinating cryptid creatures.
Yeah.
Now, does that rule out some type of werewolf or wolfman situation?
Oh, we need. But so, who's wolfman?
Well, depending on who you're asking, I'd like to call werewolves wolfmen. I think it's I do like to give it more of a singular, you know what I mean? Rather than like a,
okay,
like talk
we'll
about like
Wolfman.
A, you know what I mean? I would say like the, you know, as like vampires on the whole and Dracula. I would say werewolves and Wolfman.
So are we going to open it up to fantasy creatures?
I don't
then?
No, we can't, because now we're going into see like, but now, but like, you know, we're also having fun. Yeah. And that's immediately
I feel like it's
kind of
more
go.
Fun because the other problem we're going to run into is
finding 16 of these that
people will be able to vote on, that people will know. I think we need some, you know, we need big stars. We need you know, some name recognition to get this off the ground. So I think Dracula is a good one.
You think, because Draculia, you know, being around for thousands of years, having, you know what I mean? I'd definitely say, you know, an intellectual and financial, you know, upper hand is going to be difficult to beat.
It's hard to beat.
Absolutely. In this
situation.
But
definitely possible.
But
anything's
if
possible.
If we schedule the events during the day, he's also going to have, you know, trouble
and
actually showing
disadvantage.
Up.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So werewolf? We think
absolutely.
Werewolf
absolutely.
Slash wolf man.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just a guy named Greg, unless it's a full moon. we'll do, if it gets into that, then do we go, you know, with your kind of, you know, Tinkerbells or a nymph or a fairy, something in that situation?
Siren, perhaps?
A siren?
I think sirens,
yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. I think right now what we have... we have kind of separated a couple brackets here from land and sea. That,
yeah.
I mean? Absolutely interesting, because I'm going to go ahead and put the Cthulhu on there, being you know, leader of the dark realm, and you know, really actually not even in a battle situation, kind of capable of destroying us all.
Right. So we're at 12 now. We need four more.
Now for these
Frankenstein.
For these last four, Frankenstein is hard, being that it is
he's kind of
a fictional character
do...
that a person definitely made up and wrote a story about,
and that he doesn't do a whole lot.
Doesn't
you
really
know?
At
he kind of just walks around knocking shit over.
Yeah, kind of throws the girl in the water in the movie.
Yeah,
there too.
Really kind of
paints him in a bad light.
Yeah.
He's just
confused, we can't really.
Though.
I think. Yeah, Frankenstein might be kind of canceled. We can't really bring that into our bracket,
no,
I don't think.
Well,
yeah.
The problem is that, you know, he flew a little too close to the sun. And that being said, you know, you can't just be born yesterday and expect to walk among us and know all of our customs and stuff.
Yeah,
you know
I
what
would
I
love
mean?
To
so
have some sort of...
After a little bit of education, then Frankie might be able to come in next round.
Yeah,
you know, next
year, well, we'll see how he's doing next year. I would love to have some sort of feline creature in here.
With the chupacabra kind of being the dog, you think I don't know of many, you know, feline cryptids other than you know, like that wouldn't be a famous character, Lion, Witch in the Wardrobe, you know what I mean? Was it a Moz type, you know, situation like that, right? Probably not gonna fit into this bracketing system.
Yeah, no, I don't think that meets the requirements. What about like are we gonna do like a gnome? Like a garden gnome?
I wasn't going to go gnome, but they are incredibly creepy. I was going to think ventriloquist dummy come to life. Or like, I would say like a bridge troll goblin-esque character.
Oh, what about Boogeyman?
Boogeyman has to be there.
Boogeyman has to be
Boogeyman
there.
Has got to be there. Yeah. Then if we do Boogeyman, things that go bump in the night, does Tooth Fairy make the bracket?
I mean...
Sneaking into people's rooms
sneaky.
And removing teeth from
Let's
people's
throw him
heads.
In. Why not?
He's probably the gnarliest one. You know what I mean? Out of all of them, especially with just like his affinity for children's teeth. But that being said, I mean, they're the easiest ones to pull out. So is the Tooth Fairy? I don't know if he might not make it.
Targets.
He might not make it.
He might
way.
Be an early out.
For
and
sure.
But, you know, we'll throw him in.
Happy
we'll give
him
a shot.
Happy to have him regardless.
What about like, what was the Babadook?
The gayest. I put him on there just because I want to see him fling his little knife fingers and not make me scared. I can't believe I laughed so hard when seeing that movie. So many people revere that movie as one of the scariest ever, and it just did not get us.
Okay, we have one more.
This is fabulous. Rounding out the bracket, you know, it's gonna be. It's going to be difficult, I think, because there's so many, you know what I mean, that, you know, so many hopefuls, you know what I mean, that could, you know, fit the bill here, but...
What about something that takes to the sky? We don't have a lot of flying creatures here.
I mean, Mothman definitely right now rules
the skies. Yeah, we have Mothman and we have Fairy.
Yeah.
And Tooth Fairy.
Okay. Let me see here. Winged cryptids.
Then we also have to discuss if that's fair. Mothman, Thunderbird, just a giant bird.
Thunderbird's pretty cool.
Rod.
Every winged cryptid fucks like really hard. We have Rod and Thunderbird.
Ropin. I think these are too obscure.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, we could always let the flashers pick the last one.
We could, but also plug into Google here because there's probably a couple flashers yelling at a fucking their speakers right now.
Most popular
because cryptids? Because we're probably missing a couple.
We're probably missing some obvious.
Yeah.
Low-hanging fruit.
Yeah, Tooth Fairy might be out of here. Like the New Jersey Devil,
New
of course.
Jersey Devil.
NJD rounding out the bracket, I think.
New Jersey Devil. All right. So we have Bigfoot, Mothman, Nessie, Ogopogo, Tahoe Tessie, Abominable Snowman, Chupacabra, Skinwalkers, Dracula, Werewolf / Wolfman, Sirens, Cthulhu, Boogeyman, Tooth Fairy, Babadook, and the New Jersey Devil.
Fantastic.
So we will continue this. Maybe next episode we'll give you guys our matchups and then tune in. Make sure to keep an eye on our Instagram. Again, at Show Me Yours Podcast, and we will be posting to the stories maybe a different matchup each day.
We will.
And kind of get everyone's votes on who would win. I don't know if we're going to do it like they're going to a battle
we'll give a detailed breakdown of how it works.
There's
going to
be a lot of
details, for sure.
Yeah.
Some of them, a battle might not necessarily be fair, so it might have to, you know, take to maybe games of skill or chance, you know what
I
mean? For some of these things,
there could be some twists.
It might go down to arm wrestling. We have no idea how the New Jersey Devil and, you know, let's say Loch Ness Monster can compete on the same field and have it be fair. So we are going to have to do a little bit of that.
Exactly.
That's up to the governing body, you know, that is.
Well,
the
there's
going to
be some oversight here, and you guys will, of course, I mean, we're a democracy, so I say they will put the vote out on Instagram and they will decide, you know, the majority will vote for who would win in this sort of matchup. And then we, in the following episode, will kind of explain to you how the battle took place, how this result came about.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. I'm looking forward to the whole thing, baby. Thank you very much. You know what I mean? For really, I would say, inspiring and spearheading, you know what I mean? This entire, you know, what is going to be probably the greatest sporting event of all time.
The greatest sporting events of all time. The greatest thing any podcast has ever done.
I mean, we're not going to here to like to pump our own tires, but nobody's doing it for us. So you might as fucking well. I think that everybody's going to get out of our way. Hey, Rogan, beat it, nerd, because we're taking over.
We're coming.
Yeah.
It's absolutely a tidal wave.
It's a lot of cum.
Yeah. All right. So to round out the episode, what album do you got for us today?
Baby, today we are talking about a fantastic recommendation from a man, Matt Earle, Dead End Driving.
Yeah, shout out to Matt.
Absolutely.
He's been very active with the social media.
Oh yeah.
And you're probably listening.
I would say the
shout
funniest
out. How's it going?
The funniest Facebook comment that I've ever read, Morgan Farrell, you know what I mean? He's in 100 fucking bands now. Shout out to Morgan, the newest guitar player of the core. You know what I mean? Also, ATD and Blacked Out. But what we have is he posted about the kind of taking a feeler out there with the punk rockers of the Vancouver scene be interested in a boat cruise. And what Matt commented underneath was the punkers aren't going to want to circle pit. But they will because of the implications. I'm butchering it, but he did the exact It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia thing. It made me shit. Oh, I laugh so goddamn hard. So if you're listening to this, thank you for that. And also thank you for this. I'm Rich Beyond Your Wildest Dreams by Diarrhea Planet.
Yeah.
Diarrhea Planet, probably the coolest band name
It's hilarious.
Of all time. Yeah. This is a 2013 release. Kind of like a noise, kind of punk, I'd say like garagey kind of punk rock thing. They shred. It's super fun. Great lyrics. And I'd say kind of by the end of this 40 minutes, you'll want nothing more than to dive into more, which they have a bunch of other albums and no shortage of great stuff there. I believe hailing from Nashville.
I was going to ask where they were from. Yeah, I got that definitely like garage punk, almost like garage, like surfer punk.
Yeah,
I
and there's
say,
some,
like,
there's
that
some
kind
metal
of vibe,
in there. Like, there's some shred in there. There's yeah. a lot of good stuff happening in yeah. this album. Don't be afraid to do something a little bit different and challenge your friend's yeah. ear. And I think that Matt Earl definitely did yeah. that for me
I
very much
it.
This year. Yeah, and you know what I mean? Kind of opening your eyes. Because we've do this podcast for so many episodes now. When we started, it was like, we're never going to run out of albums to talk about.
Yeah.
And then you do.
well,
or maybe you think that, yeah. or, sorry, in my personal opinion, or in my case, I think that maybe I feel like I'm shining too much light onto the same things, or I'm kind of exposing my own ignorance and that I'm not really branching out and listening to new things. Mm. So Flashers, if there's something out there that you want to hear us talk about, then send us some yeah. recommendations and we'll dive into it. Because
yeah, please do. I mean, we've said it time and time again, but once again, we are asking you to leave a comment. if you want to hear any, and also, like, we know, as the podcast has grown, the focus has become even less so on music
yeah,
than it originally
that is,
was.
That is true.
But like,
all we ever wanted to do was make you laugh.
Yeah. if you want us to get more into an album, let us know. If you want to hear about a specific album, let us know. We work for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I assume the paycheck's in the mail. Maybe we need to notify you of our change of address. Maybe that's the issue.
That yeah, definitely.
But you know, we'll work it out. You know, we won't air out dirty laundry on the podcast.
Never. We're
on
family.
On the internet,
here.
But you will be hearing from us.
100%. Our lawyers are calling.
Yeah, but once again, thank you so much for tuning in. Again, follow us on Instagram at Show Me Yours Podcast. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on TikTok. Please subscribe to us. If you are watching on YouTube, hit the subscribe button. Leave a comment. Say what's up. And this week, if you're in Montreal, we got shows Tuesday at Brass Door, Wednesday at Melrose, Thursday at Deli, Friday at Melrose. Tonight, we're leaving the city.
Ooh,
but that's going to be over by the time you watch this. So thank you once again.
Yes.
And we'll catch you on the flippity flop.
And if you have a time machine, we'll see you in Vaudreuil.
Yeah, peace.